This podcast is a 3D audio production, so watch out as sounds may seem to come from beside you or behind you. For the best listening experience, please use headphones.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Hi, we're Travis.
And Caitlin.
The duo behind Fool and Scholar Productions.
And the creators of Vast Horizon.
We've been working tirelessly to bring Vast Horizon to life, and this show wouldn't be possible without the support of our fans. To ensure that all of our fans enjoy the show, fans who require, or prefer, having access to Vast Horizon's transcripts can find our episode transcripts for free on our Patreon. The link to the transcripts can be found in our show notes and also on our website, vasthorizonpodcast.com.
Our Patreon also helps support our work. We work more than 100 combined hours a week on creating podcasts, from complex idea conceptions to the final finishing sound design touches. If you'd like to support our work and get access to supporter-exclusive Patreon content, please consider becoming a patron.
Patreon supporters help make this production possible, so if you haven't discovered our Patreon plethora yet, please check it out.
And now we're excited to introduce our premiere episode of Vast Horizon.
Vast Horizon, Episode 1, Stirred.
What do you think you'll find there?
New things, new sky, new people, new life.
You could have that here.
It wouldn't be the same.
We'll miss you. We wish you saw yourself how we see you. More than that, we wish you every happiness.
You're going to make me cry, Mom.
Well, it's only fair. What are you going to do?
What I already do. What I meant to do from the beginning. Before everything else happened.
Sounds nice.
That's the hope.
Will you ever come back?
No.
Baba. Hello? Hello? Shit. Hello? I'm awake! Nurse? Water! You're not helping anyone. Hello? Why is it so dark? Where's the medical staff? Where are my clothes? Not that the gown's not eerie, but my ass is cold. Left leg, right leg, left arm. Reset limb settings. Left leg, right leg, left arm. That's better. There is everyone.
Welcome to Bifrost Medical Ward 1 Beta. How may I assist you?
Dr. Nalira Eck. My limbs are resetting. What are the diagnostics?
Your limbs are at 17% charge, and system reset is underway. A new update is available, but you are not connected to the network. They are otherwise at peak operating efficiency. How else may I assist you, Dr. Eck?
Yes. Where are my clothes and personal items?
The personal items of patient Dr. Nalira Eck are in locker 29B. Once your limbs are completed charging, please follow the illuminated floor indicators to locker 29B.
There are no illuminated floor indicators.
The illuminated floor indicators are not operational at this time.
Why?
The illuminated floor indicators are a non-vital function. All non-vital functions tied to primary power are not in operation at this time. I apologize for the inconvenience.
Why?
Please expand upon your question.
Why are non-vital functions currently not in operation?
That information is not accessible within the medical computer dataset. How else may I assist you, Dr. Eck?
Okay. Aren't you a non-vital function?
I am considered a vital function as long as there is a patient in the medical ward.
Understood. Who is my doctor?
Patient Dr. Nalira Eck, under care of Dr. Amelia Nakayama.
Oh, she's good. That's good. Where is Dr. Nakayama?
That information is not accessible within the medical...
Understood. You're a closed-circuit computer. Is she on shift, Dr. Nakayama?
There are currently no set shifts.
No shifts? That doesn't make any sense. Where were my items?
The personal items of patient Dr. Nalira Eck are in locker 29B. Your limbs have reached 30% charge and system reset is complete. I must inform you of several warnings. Warning: you performed an unauthorized removal of artificial ventilation. Side effects may include sore throat, loss of voice, damage to the trachea.
No, stop. I know I did those things.
As long as you are a patient, I must inform you of the warnings and side effects. Warning: you performed an unauthorized removal of artificial ventilation.
Dr. Nalira Eck, discharge myself as a patient from this ward.
Goodbye, Dr. Nalira Eck.
Hello? Medical ward. Lights. Not going
going anywhere in the dark with my ass hanging out. Locker 29B. 30% charge. Good enough for now. They shouldn't have been left on when I was out, though. 12A. 10B. Wrong way. 17. 27. 29A. 29B. Open, non-vital function! Sorry, locker 29B, but you've got my pants. Medical aid? Just get up. Get up. Just shut it off. Just get up. Where is everyone? Medical wards never go uncrewed. Never go undercrewed. Are vital. Everything's dark. Even the halls. Where is everyone? Lights? No. Hello? Crew? Anyone? Help?
Hello, Dr. Nalira Eck.
Hello? Hello? AI?
Yes, Dr. Nalira Eck. I am the Bifrost Shipwide AI. Do you require assistance?
Why didn't you respond earlier?
You were not calling for me, but I respond to all calls for assistance.
Where is everyone?
Those files are lost or inaccessible. I can provide no information on this inquiry.
Wait, what does that mean?
Audio, visual, written, and stored digital files since date 40212506 have been corrupted or lost. I apologize for the inconvenience.
4321-2506. What date is it now?
I do not know.
How is that possible?
During a period of power loss, my processing unit was shut down. I am unsure for how long. And none of the timekeeping devices aboard the Bifrost can be deemed accurate due to these processing failures. Attempts to establish time by external interpolation have been unsuccessful due to malfunction and require manual assistance.
That's not promising. Can you turn the lights on?
Primary lights in this area are currently unoperational. The emergency auxiliary lights are operational. Would you like me to turn them on?
Do it. Status of the Bifrost?
The Bifrost is a colony ship.
Stop. I know that. What is wrong with the Bifrost? Why are non-vital functions down? What's going on?
I do not possess the required permission to access the logs required to make a full assessment of the Bifrost's conditions.
What can you tell me about the current state of the Bifrost, given current permissions?
There are significant malfunctions across the Bifrost. Simple functions and vital functions are lost. Emergency.
Wait. What vital functions are lost?
Currently malfunctioning or inactive vital functions include propulsion, navigation, primary communications, hull sensors, integrity assessment, gravitational locking.
Stop.
Life support.
Where is life support not working?
Based on operational sensors and assuming locations without operational sensors lack functioning life support, a current assessment states that life support is not operating or not operating to full efficiency at a maximum of 72.12% of the bomb box interior. Dr. Nalira Ek, are you falling? Do you require assistance? Medical crew is currently unavailable to assist you.
I'm just sitting. Start easy. Small. Why was I in the medical ward?
Do you grant me express permission to access your file?
Yes.
Permissions acquired. Last logged medical file for patient Dr. Nalira Ek. Dr. Nalira Ek suffered a head injury and required medical assistance.
No. Yeah, I almost remember that. In the lab... Next question. The Bifrost has approximately 400,000 combined colonists and crew aboard.
That was not a question.
Where are they? How about vital crew? Where is Captain Park?
Those files are lost or inaccessible. I can provide no information on this inquiry.
总会有着落,继续讲。 The last operational files... From 4321, 2506. On that day, where was Captain Park?
At what time?
Different question. On that day, was Captain Park still in control of the Bifrost?
The last available uncorrupted files confirm Captain Park was in control of the Bifrost at that time.
In those files, anything notably abnormal about the events of that date?
There was a malfunction with the food storage unit on Deck 5, Mess Hall A. It was promptly repaired by Deck 5 technician Lawrence McKinney.
Not really what I was looking for. Do you have any readings for the life sign or biological markers of Captain Park?
I cannot locate Captain Park.
Big question now. Where are we going?
The course for the destined core colony system has been lost. Current course has the Bifrost headed into uninhabited interstellar space.
Is that for me?
It can be. I'll pour myself another.
Thank you. Milian. 很高兴再见到你
我也很高兴再见到你 It has been a long time
Is a year a long time now?
When you're busy
Always am
More so now, I hear
You heard then
Everyone from the lab knows Out of everyone Everyone We all understand
I'm so sorry
You have nothing to be
No, I do
So, the Bifrost, eh?
Do you require assistance? Medical crew is currently unavailable to assist you. Dr. Nalira Ek, are you asleep? Do you require assistance? Medical crew is currently unavailable to assist you.
Just Nalira.
Dr. Nalira Ek, can you hear me? Do you require assistance? Medical crew is currently unavailable to assist you.
Tired. My throat hurts. My stomach. Again.
Dr. Nalira Ek, do you require assistance? Medical crew is currently unavailable to assist you.
It's going away. But I felt something in my stomach.
Dr. Nalira Ek. You recently awoke from a coma and may not be able to undertake strenuous physical activity at this time.
Please just call me Nalira. You don't need my whole name each time.
I will adjust accordingly, Nalira.
So, much of the ship is down.
The majority of the Bifrost is not operational. We're not operating to full efficiency in several functions.
And we're drifting out into space.
Based on the most recently recorded information, the predetermined course has been lost, and the Bifrost is now headed for uninhabited interstellar space.
A yes would have sufficed.
I will adjust accordingly.
So, we will need to find someone to fix the course. Or we will have to do it. The command deck. Is it operational?
Please elaborate on your questions for a more accurate answer.
No, just start listing stuff off.
The doors to the command deck have been sealed. Life support for the command deck is currently not operational.
Let's start there. Are your sensors inside the command deck still working?
Yes.
Any crew there? Captain Park? Even just their corpses?
I detect neither Captain Park or any other Bifrost crew members dead or alive.
No. No, then. The doors to the command deck are sealed. What about the hallway to the command deck? How close am I? Could I get there? Is life support operational in the hall?
Given your current location, a calculated route with at least sectional life support capabilities would allow you to reach the entrance to the command deck within 7 minutes. The hallway to the command deck does have life support.
Which way? It's difficult to tell in the dark.
Please walk to the end of the hall and proceed through the door. While you proceed, may I ask you a question, Nalira?
Sure. Anything to fill the empty air.
Do you know how to pilot the Bifrost or similar ships?
No, I have no idea how to do anything like that. I'm certainly no pilot. I was hoping we could flush air in from the hull and then I could ask you to fly us.
I do not have the permissions to access or alter the course of the Bifrost. Also, life support does not operate in that way.
So it's not going to work.
Before I come to a conclusion, are there more steps or actions in your plan?
No.
Then I conclude that your plan is not going to work.
And when you said the doors to the command deck are sealed, what does that mean?
Unlike normal door locks on the Bifrost, the command deck and other vital locations can only be opened with additional security measures. These doors can only be opened with combined passcode and retinal scans of approved crew members.
Guessing the list of approved crew members doesn't include head agronomist Dr. Nalira Eck.
The approved members do not include head agronomist Dr. Nalira Eck.
Could I physically pull the doors open? Would it try to hurt me?
The command deck's defensive system is also inoperable at this time. The door could be physically pried open, but the power required to open the door would be beyond that of a single human.
How many humans are we talking?
Approximately 57.3 average humans.
Shit. We're headed out into nowhere.
That is not a question.
Pretend it is.
I will adjust accordingly.
We don't have control over propulsion.
Yes.
We cannot course correct.
Yes.
Are you capable of determining our current location?
Yes.
What is our location?
I am capable of making the determination, but I need more information.
What kind?
When operating without input data from ULS satellites, I utilize a database of star charts and speed records to determine spatial location.
So, we are out of range of any Universal Location System satellites.
Our communication system is only currently operational for short-range transmissions. ULS satellites are currently not broadcasting to these operational channels.
So, what would you require?
I would require the current information on the following. Time and date. Updated astro-navigation angles on key celestial bodies. Velocity. With two of these input variables, I can calculate the remaining variable.
Can you access that information?
Not currently.
Can I?
A crew member is able to access those star charts and relay the information.
Great. So where do we go for those charts?
The Navigation Control Center.
I knew that. Which way there? Something's wrong. Something's wrong.
Do you require assistance? Medical crew is currently unavailable to assist
you. Give me a moment. Just tell me where to go.
Take a left at the next junction. Though there are problems, Nalira.
Tell me.
Primary pathways and all possible hallway detours show no routes with full life support coverage.
So, not every route has breathable air?
There are routes lacking gravity, breathable atmosphere, temperature control, pressurization...
Temperature control and pressurization? The parts missing those. How can I most avoid the parts missing those functions?
Continue to the junction, then take a left. I have calculated the optimal path for you. How long can you hold your breath?
A normal amount? Maybe 40 seconds or so? Perhaps less?
Given your recent medical status, would you consider yourself prepared for strenuous activities such as fast-paced crawling?
I wish I had something to eat, but yes, I can crawl.
When you reach the end of the next hall, you will see an access shaft labeled RSE-34. Utilize the manual override lever to open the shaft. Descend one ladder, then crawl through the shaft on your left. You will pass through several emergency seals. These still have emergency power and sensory access to my interface.
Okay. Wait. Let's get there first, then tell me the rest. One ladder, then to the left.
Yes, be cautious, and be sure to close the hatch seal behind you. Preceding hatches do not open if previous hatches are ajar. Then proceed through 11 sectors, passing through hatches RS-35 through RS-36. Upon reaching the hatch door for RS-47, take a deep breath, as you must reach RS-49 without breathable atmosphere. Upon reaching RS-50, the shaft will then again contain breathable atmosphere.
Oh, so... okay. Do you have access to my personal logs? The files I brought with me?
Yes. Your files and those of 42% of the crew and colonists are uncorrupted and accessible.
I have an audio-visual log from the day of my father's 55th birthday. Could you play the audio for me?
Yes.
Thank you. True. Thank you for coming. Excuse me. Where is Nolira?
Here. Baba, do you need something? Are we out of drinks? I can ask Constance to...
No, we're fine. Plenty of drinks. I just wanted to spend some more time with you. Between you and your sister's new jobs, we rarely get to see you.
Your father was afraid you wouldn't be able to make it.
I planned the whole party.
How was I supposed to know that? You even had your mother keep a secret, and that is difficult to do.
I can keep a secret.
Well enough.
I can keep a secret.
派对办得很棒,谢谢你. I don't know why you invited Mark Wallace, though. That man is an ass.
Careful, dear. The recorder is on.
If we ever want to show these recordings, I can edit it out. No worries. Otherwise, they're just for us.
I'll be right back. I need a refill.
I'm not required to make a speech, am I?
Oh, no. Is it rude if we prefer you don't?
Not if I don't want to.
How's work been?
Progressive. We've had several new breakthroughs in solar energy storage in the last 3 months. Granted, they had been in the works for years. We are looking to add several changes to the upcoming Dyson Sphere project and starting mass production for the new ships destined for the core system. Your mother's work is far more interesting, though.
We were talking earlier. She said they're moving on to human trials already.
And you? How are things at the new lab? If we had the funding you have now, we would have...
It's fine. It's nice to still have some of the others around from before. Whitesmith is still with me. She's a pleasure to work with.
What happened to Dr. Wu? You always used to talk about her.
She took a job heading her own lab. She's a brilliant woman. Certainly deserving.
She certainly is. Are we low on drinks?
No, that's all fine, dear. But there are some people outside the hall, in the park. I think they're reporters.
Well, no worries. We'll have to party so far into the night that they leave empty-handed. Now, excuse me, I have many, many guests to greet.
Are you okay, Xiaoyu?
Yes, sorry. I'm just... A lot is going on. I forget sometimes. I love you, Mom.
Love you too, Shelly. Now, put a smile back on your face and go find your sister.
Wait! I thought I had recorded more.
That is the entire personal file located at that time. There are public records regarding the event, if you would like me to dictate those to you.
No. No, thank you. It's not the same.
You are approaching RS-47.
Yes, I can almost see it. Never wanted me to go with this. I miss them. They were everything so well. They wouldn't have minded if I stayed. Glad they can't see me now.
Is this a personal log you would like me to record?
No, I was just talking.
You have reached RS-47. Please remember to...
I remember. Deep breath.
To access your sensory diagnostics. Do you require assistance? Medical crew is currently unavailable to assist you.
I'm fine. My heart is just racing. Can I give you those permissions for sensory diagnostics? Can you just do that if I say so?
If you would like me to have those permissions, you can allow such.
Yes. Do that. Keep me alive. You're the only medical assistance I'm going to get until we find someone.
Permissions acquired. I can now take sensory diagnostics, though I must reaffirm I am not an authorized or trained member of medical crew.
Do you have access to general medical information such as blood pressure charts, pulse rates, and the like?
Yes.
Do you have access to my personal sensory information on readouts, like my blood pressure or pulse?
Yes.
Well then, you know enough to help.
Your heart rate is currently above the normal range.
Well, yes, that would be the lack of breathing and physical exertion. Now, how long until I reach the navigation room?
The navigation control center is currently 15 meters from your current location.
That's not far.
Descend the resource shaft exit ladder and leave through the lower hatch. The access panel for the door to the navigation control center will be to the right of the door.
Yeah. Something is wrong. My stomach.
The information I received does not explain your condition. Should I run additional scans?
Yes. Scan.
There's something in your abdomen.
What? What does that mean? Like a tumor or a parasite?
That's not something my scans can conclude.
What can you tell me?
It is colder than your average body heat and has several limbs.
Limbs?
Without medical diagnostic tools, I cannot give you additional useful information.
The pain is going away, but there's something in my stomach.
Scans indicate it is in your abdomen, not specifically in your stomach. Nalira.
Just give me a moment.
you'd like to continue?
Yes. Just the door, right?
Yes. The star charts are accessible through...
I see the tablets. Oh, shit. This is not my speciality. I have a general understanding, but... what should I be looking for?
For assessing location data, look for the data regarding celestial bodies AQM7203.A5224, TMS8124.L5810, and WLM1309.W2360.
Do you still have access to the external sensors to take up-to-date readings?
Yes.
So, did that work for AQM7203.A5224?
That information falls within the bounds of a correct entry, though I require more data requests to initiate triangulation.
Okay, then here are the next two. Anything?
One moment, please.
AI? AI? AI!
I've calculated several possibilities.
Okay, anything positive?
I have input our speed and direction based on triangulated location. Velocity has been determined. To receive location information, please accept the input information request on the navigational computer processor screen.
Yes, okay. Oh, if we're right, we could be in range of a ULS satellite within 240 hours. That's good. Good.
Your heart rate has increased.
Just excited. Happy. No. Oh! Not again? What is this? Scan me. Is it moving?
Yes.
Help!
Do you require assistance? Medical crew is currently unavailable to assist you.
What is that? It looks like a spider.
That is a small medical diagnostic bot. Your doctor should have signaled its removal before the removal of your tracheostomy tube.
I woke up alone. I pulled out the tube. That's what was causing the pain. Scan me. Is anything left?
Scans indicated no additional foreign bodies in your abdomen.
Thank you. Could you do something for me?
How may I assist you?
Are there any life signs on the Bifrost? Any you can pick up on any operational sensors? In my lab? Are any of my plants still alive?
My sensors are not currently operational within all areas of the Bifrost. I can confirm that there are botanical life signs within the agronomy lab. I can also confirm that there are life signs in the nursery.
Stop. What? The nursery? The infants are still here. Still alive.
Several nursery incubators have suffered malfunctions, but the majority continue to be operational. The nursery has not been switched to emergency sustenance. Based on the current cycle outputs, in-vat incubation embryos will suffer nutrient loss and death within 2 to 3 hours.
How do I get there? Now!
Caution! The nursery is located in the Bifrost's second wing, in an area currently without life support. Attempting to reach the nursery would put the participant crew or colonist at a severe risk for loss of life or permanent brain damage.
Not what I need to hear. Let's get going.
Vast Horizon, Episode 1. Stirred. Written and created by K.A. Stats. Produced with sound design by Travis Vengroff. Mixed and mastered by Brandon Strader. Starring Siobhan Lumsden as Dr. Nolira Eck. Tanya Maloyevich is the AI. Fiona Thrale is the medical computer. Jordan Cobb is Dr. Antui. Sophie Yang is Dr. Miriam Wu. And Yuan Cheng is Dr. Jiang. The title theme for Vast Horizon, Adrift, was written by Brandon Boone, and translations were provided by Sophie Yang. This episode could not be possible without our friends at Himalaya. It would also not be possible without the support of our listeners through Patreon, and now the support feature on Himalaya. To get access to bonus content, like outtakes and bonus episodes, please support us on Himalaya or Patreon, or by sharing this show with a friend or leaving a kind review. This production is copyrighted 2019 by Fool & Scholar Productions, and Vast Horizon is a trademark of Caitlin Statz. Thank you for listening.